Yeah.
You'll pay for it, though. Yeah.
Mike, it is an absolute pleasure to have a good friend of mine in the studio with me and Ross today. Alex Watts.
Bonjour.
The man of many...
Yeah.
Many talents.
Yeah, it's me.
So, wow. What's the latest thing you're doing at the moment?
Well, I actually only came here to prove a salacious rumour I heard about you.
About me?
Yeah.
What have I done now?
I heard you only do this show in the nude.
Shh.
And here we are. Look at you. I wish you'd sit down.
You know how to make a man blush, don't you, now? And I have a feeling that my station manager is going to be calling me up saying, Dave, that's not on.
Get rid of him.
Look, there's a camera there.
Wasn't me.
Yeah. So, yeah, either way, starting that off with a bang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I push the limits.
Yes, you do. And, well, to start with, one of the things we've just shouted about, there's a quiz going on tonight at Snacks and Ladders. And who happens to be their quiz host?
Yeah, I've got to write it yet, but yeah, it's going to be good.
Oh, really?
If anyone's coming to the quiz tonight, one of the questions is, and I will lead you to this, how many dead Simpsons characters, permanently dead Simpsons characters, are in the show?
Okay, so if someone doesn't get however many out of however many...
I think there's 14.
Oh, okay.
Like named characters, not background characters you never see again, like named characters who have lines, have episodes about them, are gone.
Whoever gets that completely right, I know they must have listened to the show.
Yeah.
That's good going. I like that, mate. Work with that. Let me know how it goes.
Nice. Yeah. I will. Can you name any of them?
Sorry?
Can you name any of them?
No,
don't give it away.
What? Do you want me to answer or not? I can't quite tell.
Yeah, just wink at me.
Just wink at you, yeah. Or wink you the answer.
That's the right one, yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be a really weird and long interview, I tell you that now. But
I have that effect on people.
I didn't expect it to be any different, actually, to be completely honest.
I've got to get ready for the Grinch, so I've got to keep things random.
Well, yeah, that was the next thing I was coming to, is the fact that you also dress up as the Grinch at Christmas. You may have actually...
For money, not just for fun.
Yeah.
Which makes it worse.
You grace many a party over Christmas.
Yeah, well, I was watching The Grinch a few years ago. I'd never seen the movie before.
Right.
And I'm a parrot for the voice. Because I've done voiceover work before. And I figured out the voice is... You know those 1920s, like, Chicago gangster films where everyone's wearing trench coats and the hats and they've all got Tommy guns and they go, "Man, see, it's Billy and the Suggins gang, see?"
I think of Jim Carrey in The Mask.
It is Sean Connery trying to do that. that is the Grinch voice. So Sean Connery's up here. I'm Sean Connery. And if he's trying to do gangster, it comes out like this. And it comes out like me. I'm the Grinch.
It's a Tommy gun, Shay.
It's a Tommy gun. It's Sean Connery trying to do a 1920s Chicago gangster voice.
Okay, so how do we book you for the Grinch?
I would love to say there's a way to book me, which is on alexwattsblog.com/Grinch. However, my agent has booked me in Essex for a lot of the time.
Oh,
but
okay.
I have 3 Isle of Wight appearances.
Ooh, look at you.
There is a weekend on the 14th and 15th of December at JR Zone where we're doing a grotto. I do it every single year. There's only 4 sittings available for it. And I will be doing a quiz at Snacks and Ladders as the Grinch, the big fat end of the year quiz.
Nice. Okay, I might have to put myself in for that one, mate.
Which is, both of them are frustrating for me because they're very low ceilings and they both present hot food. So when you're dressed as a carpet in a low ceiling room with hot food around...
Yeah, but when you're in the outfit, you can't tell how much you're sweating.
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah, I can. It gets moist.
Need some ventilation.
You're just wearing a carpet, mate. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, mate, you chose to do it.
I did, and then I just get paid ridiculously well for it.
It's just not fair enough, mate. Well, at least you've got something going for it.
Yeah.
It was worth the sweat.
It's not.
And, well, another bit of interesting information about yourself. I believe you're heading up to the Houses of Parliament.
Yeah. So when I found out that I could spread the word about ADHD and autism, I started traveling around the world talking about it, doing shenanigans and things. Worked with MIT and Google on Google Maps.
Oh, wow.
For disability access. Because if you're in a big city and you put in, like, I would like to go to this place, it's always for walking routes, but not necessarily for accessibility routes. So we helped them develop mappings in Boston to begin with for plotting disabled access around a city. Yeah,
Nice. But then, literally, I think I know most things about you, and then I hear all these other new things as well. I love it.
So I went to MIT to do it, and it was fun, very cool. And then everyone found out about it, and now I'm suddenly allowed back in my old school, where they're proud that I went to that school now. And they're like, "This is a student."
Why were you expelled?
I wasn't expelled. I was that student who jumped out of windows quite a lot.
You're the overexcitable one.
Well, it's the ADHD, and they just couldn't control me, so I jumped out of a lot of windows and ran away. And
I take it they weren't high windows.
Second story normally.
Oh, my friend, not first story, but second story.
Well. Like, not the ground floor, the first
floor. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, it was like... You must have had a few trips to the hospital.
So I still say first floor for the ground floor. Okay. So when I say it's not third floor up. So
are you one of these people like where they say this week is actually next week?
Yeah, I'm one of those horrible people.
Yeah,
and I get like I'm 37 years old and I still get my dates wrong because I do month and day the wrong way around. Because of that half Americanism.
That's what you're blaming.
I'm not entirely sure which one it.
Okay, I'm with you. Nice. Well, that's great to hear. Obviously, the things that you're doing
as well
for
House of Parliament. Yeah.
So, what places have you been to do live speaking?
Oh, Boston, California, Canada, Italy, Spain, France. We're going out to China. We're going out to Japan. We're doing a European tour next year. Basically, we're talking to education and businesses about the benefits of hiring people with disabilities, especially ADHD in my case.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. Well, mate, I tell you what, anyone would be in their right mind to actually hire you.
My boss sat next to me is the best boss I've ever had because he gets it.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets it. About our Apex competitions, like I can work 3 o'clock in the morning and do the work, and then he'll call me in the morning and say, right, we're going to work. I'm like, I've done it, see you later.
Like, I'm taking the day off.
I can't work 9 to 5.
You can't be a set time. It's just when you feel like it.
Yeah.
It's good. It works. We have a good system.
Yeah.
This is Joey from Apex.
Awesome. Hello.
Closer.
Coming closer.
That's all right.
So that's another thing Alex does, isn't he? Man of many talents, full of surprises.
Yep, he is, yeah. So we've also got in the studio with us, we've got Joe or Joey, whichever one you like to go over.
J-Dog.
Joe from Apex.
I don't want to know what nicknames you've got, but you can discuss that much while you're on a live on one of your live draws. So
Alex is full of it, doesn't he? Don't stop.
Oh, he is. We love him for it. But yeah, we've got Apex competition. So many people most probably taken part. If you're on Facebook, you'll see that they do many, many amazing draws. And a lot of people seem quite embraced by it at the moment. There's a lot of people getting involved in it. And it's nice to see local people winning prizes.
That is it. That's right. We do big giveaways. We've done some really, really big giveaways, with our biggest one actually being £50,000. And that's gone to a local island resident as well. October last year.
She won some Lego the other day as well.
She won some Lego too. Was she still playing?
She won a Lego prize, yeah. So we got to go out and meet her, and she only spent £10 on the tickets. So life-changing prize for her. And, she informed us that she actually kept hold of the money for a whole year, and her and her partner are looking to buy a house. So life-changing.
Yeah.
So that is what we try to do at Apex Competition. We try to enhance people's lives. We give people the opportunity to win amazing prizes from cars to cash and all the rest of it.
That's amazing.
The best part about it is we put money back into the community as well. So
Well, that was a bit I was going to come to in a moment, actually. But just tell us a little bit about how you come to start it. What made you come up with the idea? When was that?
So 4 years ago, it was literally one of those sitting in your garden, having a beer with your mate, having a chat around the table sort of ideas. You know, you come up with it. Me and my business partner, Zach, we came up with it and just decided to roll it out the very next day, formulated the company. There were some ups and downs along the way. It took us a couple of years to get it off the ground.
Iron out the creases.
That's exactly it. Teething problems.
But also, that's how things start off, isn't it?
Of course.
And then if people find it popular, then you just evolve it, and it looks like quite a smooth running operation now.
Yeah, it seems. It may look like it's all behind closed doors and all that. But yeah, no, it is. It's running quite smooth. It's all go all the time. But it is running. It's running well. It's doing good. And we're just keep being able to make more and more charity donations. So I believe we've donated over £100,000 to charity in the last couple of years. And we aim to do loads more of that over the upcoming months. You know, it's coming up to Christmas. It's a hard time of year for everyone. So we have been in discussion about what we're going to do for the community, various charities.
Nice. What charities have you obviously donated to so far?
Oh, there are so many charities. Yeah. A lot of them are local fundraisers as well. So lots of people
jumping out of a
people
plane.
People in need, you know. But we've done a lot for Mountbatten, Daisy Chains. I could list dozens and dozens off the top of my head.
Oh, that's brilliant.
We let the community nominate.
This is what we do, yeah.
And then we get a big old list, and then we just kind of scroll it and brrr, that one. And
pick some charities out of the list, yeah. Or we work our way through them sometimes, sort of. It's hard when it comes to charities. We, you know, sort of think who could do with the money the most, the donations the most at this time of year or whatever's going on, and we try to be as fair as possible.
I might have to chuck a nomination in for the 4 P's, wouldn't it?
Hey, Ross?
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, definitely.
I think you should give us a show.
give you a show. Yeah, well, that's not show. For me to decide.
Yeah, we'll just take you over one of your shows.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, yeah, the Wednesday experience is going to be gone. You guys come in and do the Apex draw, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we actually had a draw on Sunday. We gave somebody £10,000. We had a £10,000 winner on the Sunday just gone, and we're giving away the choice tomorrow. The winner will get a choice of either a Mercedes, a beautiful Mercedes, or a £10,000 cash prize.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's tomorrow night on Apex.
The best part about it, though, is the reaction you get from people on the phone. Because sometimes you call them up and say, you've won 10 grand, and they go, oh, that's wonderful, that is. Cool, cheers. Cheers, thank you very much. And then we call someone up last night, I think it was like £500, and it was just like, oh my God, I'm so happy.
I've never known so much.
And it was, it was a wide thing. And you go give someone a car, and they just go, yeah, cheers for that. Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Some of the reactions are absolutely priceless, though. You can tell you really.
Yeah. Best one.
It's on eBay within a few. Yeah.
Best one is a kid we delivered so our mum obviously played and won at a Disney Lego castle.
Oh,
and
awesome.
We knocked the door. And she gave it to the kid, and the kid just started dancing.
Oh,
and
really?
It was just one of those uncontrollable ADHD moments that I have as well, where it's just like, that kid has no idea. They
at least it wasn't, that's not the one I wanted.
Yeah. No, it was a real nice delivery, that one. She was over the moon, wasn't she?
So I wanted a Ninja air fryer, Mum.
You can imagine it. You can actually imagine it. Well, that's cool. So how can people buy a ticket for Apex?
Okay, so basically we have our Facebook page where you can keep an eye on all of our competitions and advertisement and keep up with all of the silly stuff we do on the page. We do free giveaways on our Facebook page as well, so anyone can get involved in that for liking, sharing and commenting. But buying tickets, there are obviously links on our Facebook page, but we have a website, www.apex-competition.co.uk. Yeah. You'll be able to purchase tickets.
That's the way
you
said
it.
That was professional.
Yeah, you did it. It's well, yeah, anyone would think you said that on a regular basis on Facebook or something like that. You know what I mean?
You think so, once or twice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so that's where you can buy the tickets, over on the website, and follow the Facebook page. Give us a follow, guys. And you never know. We could be delivering prizes to you, as Alex likes
and
to say.
And if we do,
Santa Claus in shorts.
And if we do, react really well. Makes us feel better.
Well, I tell you what, if and when I win, I promise I will give you the best celebration ever.
We want you screaming down the phone.
The coolest thing about it, though, is being on the island where there's only so many people who play, and we all know each other.
Of course.
Eventually, 6 degrees of separation doesn't matter here. It's all one or two. So everyone on the island now knows someone who's won something.
Fair
play. And that's really cool. Like we'll drop some leg off to someone. Oh, I know Steve who won 10 grand.
It happens every day. Nearly every day, you know.
Well, you're a sucker for a raffle, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You do like a raffle. You're Taverner's Quiz, isn't it?
What do you want to win?
Well, a bit of wine or something.
Whatever's going.
A bit of wine, not even the whole bottle. Turn around his house and pour a glass out.
How'd you get last prize, you know? So.
And actually, how much money did we raise for Vectis Radio on that?
It was 400, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A bit more.
Yeah, it was about just 400 quid.
It was a very good night.
How much wine did you get through that night?
No, didn't drink none of the wine at all.
No, you didn't actually. No, you were very well behaved in that
sense.
Yeah,
I was.
You would see him when he's heavy on the wine.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's too early for that story.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely awesome. So obviously, you said that they're Apex. What was the website again, sorry?
So it's www.apex-competition.co.uk. We do our live draws on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays. That is every Tuesday, Thursday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Occasionally, we might slip another one in there in the week every now and then, but Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays are our set draw nights, and the competitions close on those days at those times.
And we're in Corio Lounge most days if you just want to come talk to us.
It's
our office,
you know. You know where to send the hitman.
You just completely set yourself up now.
We need a jingle out of you people. Like for Apex competition.
I'm sure we can sort something out.
Competition.
I'll put you on to speak to Ian, and we can happily get some advertising sorted out for you guys.
I want a jingle.
We'll get you a jingle.
Yeah.
We can do you a jingle.
Can you make it?
You want to make the jingle, really,
I want
don't
you playing the Seinfeld bass line in the background.
Can you get a video to go with it?
On the radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you know what? This sounds like the next Christmas number one. I'm up for this. Let's do it. Lad Baby, stand aside.
I was in California a few years ago and I met Lad Baby.
Okay.
And his wife and kids at Disneyland.
It seemed really cool.
And they were eating a sausage roll.
Brilliant.
They were eating sausage rolls and I was like, that's adorable. And then the Christmas number one was sausage rolls. And then it turns out they were making a video, because they were making a video, and some of that clip.
You nearly got in the video.
If I had known, I'd have had a sausage roll and got in there. I'm a sucker for seeing myself on telly.
See, I don't notice the tangent that we just suddenly changed from when Alex is in the room, but wouldn't
from Apex to sausage rolls.
Hey, yeah, you said Christmas number one.
I did.
This is life with Alex. It's a roller coaster.
It's the ADHD, man. It's I don't have, like, ADHD is wrong.
But it keeps things interesting. I love it.
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I don't have a deficit. I have a regulation problem. Yeah. I can focus on everything at the same time. I just don't get to choose what shuffles in.
Matt, I tell you, I'd love to see inside your brain when it's working. when it's working.
Hold up. My brain's always working.
I know. Overtime.
You son of a gun.
You know I love you, really.
Yeah. Now put your shirt back on.
Yeah. Shh. It's a daytime show.
Yeah.
We'll save for the evening one.
Yeah, I can wait here till evening.
Yeah.
What time is the watershed moment? We were talking about this yesterday.
11, isn't it?
I don't actually know.
It used to be.
I don't know what it is for our radio station, but
it's 10 p.m. somewhere.
exactly. I love it. The bass. Yeah, it's cool.
It's that voiceover work, man.
Alex can beatbox as well.
I can also do a training.
He's also a celebrant. That's something we missed.
I've married people as the
Alex is now a celebrant.
Yeah. And I believe, actually, you were a teddy bear for a local ferry operator.
I am Captain Ted Funnel to you, sir. Weird when you have an action figure of yourself in your house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've got, like, teddy bears of me. It's adorable.
Aww.
A shrine to himself.
I bet he cuddles up with them, really.
Yeah, like my niece and nephew come around, like, hey, teddy bears on. Don't touch those. Those are collectibles. Those aren't toys. That's me.
Love it. Well, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you both in the studio today. Yeah. I've had a giggle. Hope you have too. Yeah. Hope you people listening in have. So either ways, you can catch Alex tonight at the Snacks and Ladders doing the quiz. And you can also catch him as the Grinch throughout Christmas. And most probably, well, and sitting down doing some work at the Creo Lounge if you really want to go watch
Choreo.
Him. But
Choreo. Choreo. Choreo.
Choreo.
Who are you?
I don't know. I thought it was Spanish.
No.
It is.
Is it Spanish?
Yeah, it's for post.
Because it used to be the post office.
Yes. Look at Correo. You, local knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's my Spanish touch, what can I say? I love it.
¿Cómo estás, amigo?
¿Qué? De nada.
Bless you.
Yeah. You too. Right. You completely took me off tangent there. But either ways, that's where you can check Alex out. Awesome. And
you can catch me on the Facebook page, Apex Competition, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. giving away the Mercedes CLA 45 AMG, an absolutely stunning car. If you don't want the car, there's a £10,000 cash alternative available too.
So if you want to win a bit of a dream moment there, you get on there. And you're also supporting local charities and helping out the local community. It's great, guys. Thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having us on.
Absolute pleasure.
Bars?
Sorry?
Have you got any tracker bars? I really want a tracker bar.
What? Just in the studio? Yeah. It comes as part of come and do an interview.
You
get a tracker
bar. You said on the internet I could have some tweets.
Okay, well, I'm sure we can sort that out in the break. Right now, we're going to go into some Teddy Swims with Bad
Teddy Swims.
Dreams. Teddy Swims!